Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Did you know that the bold, smooth taste of Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed in your Keurig coffee maker and enjoyed at home? Dunkin's cold K-Cup pods were crafted to be brewed hot and enjoyed cold. And of course, they're packed with the Dunkin' flavor you crave. Brew over ice and sip in seconds. Because the home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
It's 8 o'clock on today. Coming up, extreme conditions. Tornadoes tear a path of destruction across the South overnight.
The back windows blew out of the house, and we just started seeing stuff flying past the house.
As roughly 80 million are under winter weather advisories this morning from New Mexico to New England, some residents there are still without power.
We were convinced we were perfectly prepared. But, you know, Murphy's Law, if something can go wrong, it will.
Al has the full forecast. Then, extortion. Cartons flying off the shelves as consumers are hit hard by high egg prices. So what's really driving up the price? Amid reports, food giants are limiting production. We have the latest. Plus, miraculous rescue.
There he is!
Meet the 22-year-old diver who was swept out to sea for hours and the concerned mother who helped to save his life. They share their amazing story in an exclusive live interview right here in our studio. And it's on. Christopher Maloney joins us in Studio 1A to talk about the new season of Law & Order Organized Crime and tell us more about this moment that has everyone asking, will they or won't they? We'll try and get the answer today, Wednesday, January 25th. 2023.
Visiting from Silverton, Oregon.
On a mother-daughter trip.
From Sonora, California.
Hi to my sister. Love you, Nina.
Shout out to my journalism class.
At Massac High School.
In Monroe, Connecticut.
Today's a special day.
My 21st birthday.
Here from Edina, Ohio.
Celebrating our 55th anniversary.
Wow, that's to celebrate. Nice peepers. That's some blue eyes on that gentleman out there. We'll go check him out in person.
Yes.
The eyes.
Yes.
Actually coming up.
Wish him happy anniversary.
Yes, absolutely. Let's get to your news. 8 o'clock. Much of the country under winter weather alerts this morning. Expecting everything from snow to violent thunderstorms in some places. The Houston area got it yesterday. Apparent tornadoes damaging homes and businesses there. Several minor injuries were reported as well. The Northeast is ready for heavy rain, along with a blast of the cold and snow that already moved through the plains and Midwest. Al has a busy forecast, a busy day ahead. Good morning.
Right. Guys, good morning. Good morning to you. We've got a complex system we're watching right now. Snow to the north, just west of Washington, D.C., Columbus, Chicago, St. Louis, but heavy thunderstorms now moving through the southeast, where we still have tornado watches, severe thunderstorm warnings as well into the central panhandle of Florida. And for today, 8 million people at risk for severe weather from Cape Hatteras down to Jacksonville, Valdosta, Panama City. Tornadoes are possible. And we've got 73 million people at risk from Kansas all the way to Maine and parts of upstate New York for winter weather advisories, winter watches as well. 4 to 8 inches of snow for Burlington, Vermont, 8 to 14 Caribou, Maine, 2 to 4 inches in Buffalo, 4 to 7 inches in Indianapolis. As you can imagine, there'll be airport delays there. Looking at wet weather, if some heavy rain, up to 2 inches from Nantucket to Atlantic City, heavier amounts as you also get down into the Carolinas. And we are looking at airport delays, Minneapolis, Chicago, St. Louis, from Boston all the way down to Charlotte and Atlanta as well. So pack that patience, guys.
All right, Al, thank you so much. All right, let's move now to Washington, where all it took to bring Republicans and Democrats together was Taylor Swift. Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle quoted the pop star as they grilled Ticketmaster executives about that recent concert tour ticket fiasco. NBC Savannah Sellers was there. She joins us now from D.C. Hey, Savannah, good morning.
Hey, good morning. So, of course, we all remember that just 2 months ago, Ticketmaster essentially broke down during the presale for Taylor Swift tickets, leading to a major meltdown from Swifties heard across the internet. Well, all that bad blood culminated in a congressional hearing that left Ticketmaster defending its reputation.
May I suggest respectfully that Ticketmaster ought to look in the mirror and say, I'm the problem. It's me.
Tuesday's hearings might have sounded like a Taylor Swift music video.
I think it's a nightmare dressed like a daydream.
But very real concerns about Ticketmaster and their parent company Live Nation took center stage.
The fact of the matter is that Live Nation, Ticketmaster, is the 800-pound gorilla here. It's a monopolistic mess.
Despite controlling more than 80% of the market share for major concerts, the president and CFO of Live Nation said the ticketing business has never been more competitive and addressed the ticket sale debacle that left Swift and her fans fuming.
We apologize to the fans. We apologize to Ms. Swift. We need to do better.
The company primarily pinned its difficulties on cyber attacks and bot traffic.
This is what led to a terrible consumer experience, which we deeply regret.
The Swift fan backlash shining a spotlight on other concerns.
A lot of this, of course, came about after the Taylor Swift presale.
We're less focused on the specifics of the Taylor Swift situation and more trying to use this opportunity where everybody is aware that there's a lot that's broken about this industry.
The spectacle had TikTokers tuning in and senators acknowledging the impact of the Swift faithful.
Clearly, it caught the eye of many of my colleagues and made it so that we could push this hearing as soon as possible.
Now, Live Nation and Ticketmaster merged 12 years ago, and concerns over the company's combination of concert promotion, venue ownership, and ticket sales have fans, artists, and lawmakers hoping to reshape some of their influence over the music industry. Hoda?
All right, Savannah Sellers for us there in D.C. Savannah, thank you.
All right, meanwhile, there's also growing pressure there in Washington to investigate something else. Skyrocketing egg prices. The national average, now about $4.25 a dozen. And most of the blame has been placed on a bird flu outbreak. But now one group is saying not so fast. NBC's Brian Chung is here with a closer look. Eggs are very, very expensive.
Very expensive. Yeah. Well, good morning, everyone. And with reasonably priced eggs flying off of store shelves and warnings about smuggling cheaper eggs across the border, buyers are scrambling to deal with this crisis, but people are now wondering, is this really because of the avian flu, or is this price gouging?
Got them eggs.
Nobody follow you here today.
High egg prices and demand have users on social media cracking jokes, but it's the nation's largest egg producers now facing the spotlight amid allegations of foul play. Advocacy group Farm Action has accused giants, including Cal-Maine Foods, of working together in a collusive scheme to limit production and increase prices, all to juice their profits. Cal-Maine is the top producer of eggs in the U.S., controlling about 20% of the market. Their quarterly profits were more than seven times larger than the year prior. During that time, the price of eggs more than doubled. In response to the allegations, Cal-Maine says many factors, including the bird flu and increasing production costs, have contributed to higher prices. Experts point out that egg farms are not the ultimate price setter.
We have to keep in mind that there are also other players in the supply chain, such as retailers, whose margins have to be factored into the final price that we pay at the grocery store.
Smaller farms like this one in Arondo, Washington, have been able to avoid huge price hikes because they've also been able to avoid the flu. Cage-free eggs were actually about 40 cents cheaper than conventional eggs in the first half of January.
It's delivery day today.
We don't want to completely price ourselves out of the market. And we'd just like to be a good, wholesome supplier for our local community.
Whether the blame goes to bird flu or price gouging, shoppers are taking desperate measures to find cheaper eggs, from raising their own chickens to smuggling across the border, prompting the government to issue a warning of hefty fines up to $10,000. But some positive news: the USDA says prices are starting to come down as the holiday bump in demand fades. Signs of improvement after an extraordinary year for egg prices. And in addition to cage-free eggs, check the sell-by date and see if you can get a markdown on those closer to expiring. Maybe consider buying in bulk and sharing with friends and family, and look at lower grade eggs as cheaper options. No smuggling, guys.
All right.
Lower grade eggs. Okay. Thank you, Brian.
Thank you, Brian. Coming up, guys, we're going to go inside an ocean rescue scene around the world. We're going to meet the diver who was swept away at sea and his incredibly thankful mom to find out what happened in that miracle moment when they reunited after these messages.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
When you're hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging to connect with candidates faster. Plus, 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/today. Just go to Indeed.com/today right now and support this show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/today. Conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
We are back, 8:13, a Today exclusive this morning. You might remember yesterday we showed you that dramatic rescue. It happened down the Florida Keys. A 22-year-old swept out to sea, stranded then for hours.
Okay, hope was fading, so was daylight, and then something incredible happened. And guess what? It was all caught on video. We are going to meet that fisherman and his mom, but first, a look at the remarkable rescue.
There he is!
A miracle rescue caught on camera. 22-year-old Dylan Gartenmeyer says he was free diving with friends in the Florida Keys Thursday, spearfishing without an oxygen tank, when he suddenly became stranded at sea, the powerful Gulf Stream current taking over and pulling Dylan away.
Just kind of got to a point where we got separated and never seen each other again.
Even for the Florida native who grew up diving and spearfishing in the Keys, what happened next was unfamiliar territory. Dylan was swept further into the waters and held his breath for nearly 2 minutes. When he surfaced, he had drifted more than a mile away, the boat nearly out of sight. Back home, Dylan's mom, Tabby, got the call that her son was missing.
I couldn't breathe. I couldn't talk.
With the sun quickly setting, his mom gathered family and sprang into action.
I know that we have to get out there because we're not going to be able to see him if we wait one more minute.
Together on his grandfather's boat, they rushed to search for Dylan. Nearly 20 members of the U.S. Coast Guard also joining the urgent rescue mission.
If someone's floating in the water, you're looking for a coconut-sized object. And it gets increasingly difficult as nighttime hours approach.
Dylan put together a makeshift raft, tying together three buoys he found near the reef. But he was soon surrounded by more danger.
So I had a bunch of bait blowing up around me and everything. I knew that there was, you know, big fish eating those baits, that there were sharks going to be, you know, shortly behind them.
Then, nearly 4 hours after he'd gone missing,
see a bow light, a console, and I could hear the motors. I was like, oh my God, that's my grandpa's boat.
Dylan's raft was spotted from a distance. He was finally pulled on board. His family overcome with emotion. Videos of their reunion now going viral with nearly 40 million views on TikTok.
So the second I got on the boat, my mom took my dive gear off. She was just hugging me, crying, happy to see me.
It's a miracle we landed right on my son and that needle in a haystack.
Oh my God, Dylan.
Oh boy, what a happy day. We're so happy to say that Dylan Gartenmeyer's mom, Tabby, are here with us this morning. We want to weep. That moment was definitely a miracle. Would you, before we get into what happened, will you describe why you think you found your son?
It definitely had to be a miracle. It had to be God protecting him the whole time, our angels above, because for us to land right on him, you could see it's a needle in a haystack out there. Mm-hmm. Like, he was so smart to get the buoys to know that his head wasn't going to be enough for us to find him.
But Tabby, in that moment, wasn't it you that just said, stop
slow
the
down.
Boat right here?
Yes.
Yeah. What was, I mean, mother's instinct?
I felt like we needed to slow down at this moment.
because we're going to, if we're going past him, how are we going to see him? The sun is going down. And I'm just like, slow the boat down, slow the boat down. And we slow down and we literally look to the right and Dylan is right there.
Wow.
That's a miracle. Dylan, can we talk about you? Okay. So you go out doing what you love to do. You spear dive, you fish. You're very, very, very experienced.
Yeah.
And then something just terrifying happened. You kind of just got dragged away in the current. What were you thinking in those moments?
So at that point, as I was just getting dragged further and further, and like I watched the boat just slowly getting smaller, it was definitely like, okay, this is starting to get serious here for sure.
You know these waters really well, and you knew there was a reef nearby.
Yeah.
So you swam over there. It sounded like you really had your wits about you. You tied together the buoys. Mm-hmm. When did you, if ever, start to worry and think, mm-hmm. you know, I might be in some real trouble here?
So once I'd gotten to the shoal and there was less than 10 feet of visibility, I could barely see from me to you away. Huh. And the sun was setting at that point. I was just like, this is really getting serious now.
You had a wetsuit on, but around you, were you in waters that had sharks and fish and jellyfish? What was around you?
Oh, yeah. So the swim back to the Western Sambas is where I was rescued. I was having man-o-wars and moon jellies and all types of stuff bouncing off me the whole time. Luckily, the wetsuit was there protecting me.
You had your spear. I guess that might have come in handy if you had to.
Yeah.
The sun was going down, and I would just think the scariest part of all would have been nighttime, because how long were you out there, and what were you thinking when you were watching the sun drop?
So yeah, just watching that sun drop is kind of like making my heart sink. I was like, oh, this is going to be a long night out here. Mm. And so that's the idea with the buoys, is tying those together and try to get up as high as I can, keep a little warmth and put less of my body in the water for any potential predators.
Thank goodness for your quick thinking, your experience, your mom's face just now when you said that, by the way, the anguish of mom. I mean, I know this is what
you
he loves.
You replay it every time.
You were a diver yourself, weren't you?
Yeah, like I was spearfishing with him in my belly, you know? So it's like, I know he was born to do this.
So you understand.
Yeah.
So you get a call he's missing. What happened?
That was the worst call I ever got in my life, because I worry every time he goes out, because he pushes the limit sometimes, and sometimes he night dives and goes down 100 feet.
Yeah.
So just that scares you, you know, and you're like, so every time I'm like, all right, Dill, are you home yet? You know, I just can't wait for him to get home. And I got the call right after I got off of work, and my ex-husband, his dad, said, Tab, Dylan's been missing for an hour. And the way he sounded, it literally took my breath away. I couldn't even breathe. Like, everything just went away, and I was just like standing there stuck. And you replay that every time you get that feeling. Mm. So I passed the phone to my friend, and she literally, I couldn't even talk, nothing. I just was like stuck. And she drives me to the house, and we're all like, Priscilla, my niece, and Joelle, they literally are amazing, because of them, they got the call and the coordinates. And we didn't know our son was missing for hours. Like, I didn't know my son was floating around the ocean for hours by himself. And So we get to Nana and Grandpa's house, and they already are on the boat, and literally it took the whole family to come together within seconds, because that's our baby. Like, that's our baby. And that's what you do. That's how we are, and we are always going to be there and protect our family. And we got in that boat and took off down that canal, because I'm like, it's a really long canal. You can't go the speed limit at this time. I'm like, I'm sorry, neighbors, but we're going.
Yeah.
And we did 58 miles an hour nonstop, and we went through Cal Key. The hatches are flapping. I'm holding my niece Priscilla, my other friend here. I'm holding the hatches down. There's a little cockroach in the front flying up. I'm like, oh my God, what's happening? And I'm praying, and the sun is going down, and I'm like, we're okay. They said he was in 30 feet. Dylan has got this. I know he's okay. And at that moment, once I heard 30 feet, it kind of relieved me a little bit. I'm like, okay, he's good. I know he's got survival skills.
The Coast Guard was looking for you, too.
I was going to say, everyone was looking for you, but the Coast Guard didn't find you. The helicopters didn't find you. Your mom, your family on your grandpa's boat were the ones who found you. You said you knew the engine?
Yep.
Yeah, so just growing up, as soon as I seen that console and I could hear the hum of those motors, I was like, oh, that's definitely my grandpa's boat.
We know what your mom was feeling. What were you feeling in that moment when you knew help was here?
So at first I seen them keep running to the east a little bit, because they ended up a little further east than me. And I was like, oh, no, please stop. And then I seen them stop and just point right at me. I was like, oh my God, they see me.
How did that happen? How?
How did that happen?
It's a miracle.
I'm still in awe. Like, I'm still like, this is definitely a miracle.
I think it's a miracle. So we've all seen the video now of that moment of reunion when Mom Tabby just holds on to you for dear life.
I wanted to jump in and get him, but that wouldn't be good.
What was it like to be in that moment when your mom, you get back on that boat and your mom's wrapping her arms around you?
Oh, the greatest relief ever.
Wow. Now, this, of course, always begs the question, like going, this is something you love, your whole family loves. Has this kind of put it in perspective? Will you be doing this again?
Oh, yeah.
He's like, I'm going out the next good day.
Let us ask Mom.
Mom, what do you think?
Well, he's a grown man. It's his passion. And he said, you know what? Every time he goes out, he's like, this is what I love to do.
Yeah.
And as long as he's doing what he loves to do, but he's safer and goes with people that will be there and make sure that he's close to the boat and watch him.
Yeah.
You know, because that's very important. You go with experienced divers and, you know, that's a big deal for me. And that is a big deal.
Yeah. So, what did happen to the guys on the boat? Did they just go away?
So, yeah, I had found out that he even called Coast Guard last night.
They did not?
They had just left.
They left you in the water?
Yeah.
These weren't folks you knew very... These aren't good friends.
No, these are just people I met on Facebook.
And this is what I didn't know we were going
to... Because I was just trying to get out there to go diving.
Okay.
So we learned a lesson on that.
Miracle upon miracle.
Yes.
You have a guardian angel, my friend.
Yes, he does.
Yes.
You do.
So glad you're okay.
One of them sitting right next to you, too. We love you guys. Dylan, Tabby, we love you. We're so happy.
So happy for you. Now, don't make your mommy worry anymore. I can't stand it.
We can't.
But just be careful. Do what you love.
We're so happy you're here.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
We'll send it over to you.
Thank goodness. Although, I guess going diving with friends on Facebook, probably not the way to go. As we look right now, eastern half of the country, that's where all the action is. Severe weather down to the south. We've got tornado watches. We've got winter storm advisories and watches stretching now from Wichita all the way up into New England. That snow getting itself together. It is chilly in the northern plains. Teens, 20s and 30s, 60s in Southern California, 80s in Central and Southern Florida. So they got maybe even some record-breaking temperatures there. Interior snow, parts of the Great Lakes into New England, upstate New York as well. Record highs, as we mentioned, down through Florida. We're looking for that cold to continue out in the plains and the Rockies and sunshine up and down the West Coast. And that is your latest weather.
All right. Thank you so much, Al. Dun, dun. Look who's dun, here. Christopher Maloney is here.
All right. Yes.
Thanks for having me.
Okay. Wow. Law and Order, big episode tonight.
Yeah.
Huge.
Big questions raised.
Huge questions.
Benson and Stabler.
Huge questions.
Is it?
Oh, look at the look. Look at the look.
Read his eyes. I'm in love.
We're going to lay down the law. Well,
the promo makes it feel like we know the answer.
I know.
Do it. You don't hold your friends' faces.
Clever editing.
I've never done that.
That's how I hold your friends.
You're right.
All right. Anyway, he's not talking.
He isn't. We're going to have to get out the interrogation tool.
Hey everybody, welcome back. It is January the 25th. We got a good crowd out here. Oh, come on over. What's your name?
My name is Siobhan.
Siobhan, you're missing journalism class. This is far more important than any classroom.
We approve.
Where do you go to school?
I go to Massac High School.
Are you
in the newspaper or are you doing broadcast journalism? The newspaper.
Cool.
Okay, we love it.
A real journalist.
Happy to see you.
By the way, can I show you? This young lady, what's your name?
Julia
was here how long ago?
14 years ago.
And if you hold that up, she had me put her on camera.
Wait,
to get
what?
Her dad.
To get my ears pierced.
To get her ears pierced.
Oh my God, my mom's pink razor phone. And he's like, come on, Greg, get him going. He said, if you get Al Roker to ask me, then for sure.
Did it work?
Yeah.
She's wearing
there they are.
I
love it. Do you want to ask for another piercing?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh. Sorry, Dad.
All right, guys.
What's happening over there?
Coming up, actor Christopher Maloney. He's here. Of course, he's ahead of Thursday's Law and Order event with episodes of SVU, and organized crime fans want to know what's going on with Stabler and Benson. We're going to find out. We've got our techniques.
Okay. Are they getting closer?
Yes.
Plus, the brutal cold of winter can definitely take a toll on the skin, so we brought in a dermatologist.
She's got her picks for the products to keep your face, hands, and feet hydrated all winter long.
All right, and one of our guests coming up on the third hour is here visiting with our crowd on the plaza right now. There he is, singer-songwriter Noah Kahan.
That's me.
He's going to be performing his viral TikTok sensation. It's called Stick Season.
We're excited about that.
All right, coming, buddy.
Also, tomorrow on Today, Martha Stewart's going to be coming by Studio 1A straight from the farm with indoor plants to warm and brighten your home.
You remember what happened last time she was here? She made that eggnog?
Oh, yeah, the very strong eggnog.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Right.
Oh.
Well, we'll see what kind of plants she brings tomorrow. I know Martha.
She's bringing a pot. A pot of plants.
Stop by.
Okay.
Suddenly it took a turn.
I know. Okay. I'm getting this from you.
Thank you.
Okay, but anyway, okay. We'll find out when to water the potted plants.
Yes. Right.
How much sun
Stop saying
need.
That.
Yes. Okay, bye.
That's right.
Yes.
Just please.
You're
go
doing
out.
Well, my young Padawan. You've learned well.
All right.
You know the show's in trouble when they turn to me to be said. The weekend outlook, sunshine up and down the East Coast and windy, snowy conditions. Great Lakes snowy in the northern plains. Plenty of sun out west. Saturday, sunny and cool in the southeast. A wintry weekend from the Great Lakes all the way into the plains in the Pacific Northwest. Sunday! We're looking at heavy rain down through the Gulf, snow in upstate New York, northern New England, a dangerous chill in the plains, and that next storm comes out of the Rockies. And that is your latest
one. All right, Al, thank you. Straight ahead on Pop Start. We don't know which teams
are playing. We don't know which teams
are
playing it. Eagles!
I'm having that day. Do your thing.
Oh, but we do know that some of them...
happening to my tees?
Obviously, Martha Stewart got here early.
Is it Pop Start?
Yeah, Rihanna's doing the Super Bowl. There's new announcements. There's more names in the NFL. You're not going to believe how good Super Bowl Sunday is going to be.
Okay, there you go. You do the
tees. Wow.
But first,
this is Today on NBC. Best time of the morning.
It sure is.
Out free pins on the
Those are our new buttons.
You don't like my pin?
No, I didn't like that.
Last time I said no to something free, I didn't hear the question.
that's a parting gift for coming
it's
to the
first day we debuted them.
Oh, that's right. Well, you know how many people in my family ask for Today Show mugs?
Yeah.
As if I have, like, in my garage, 1,000 of them in a box.
You only have 500.
I have to go to the store and buy them myself.
Yeah.
And then give you guys.
And they're 25 bucks.
I'm keeping the pins.
That's it.
It'll be in my mother-in-law's house in no time. First up, Paris Hilton. Big congrats are in order to Paris, the A-list entrepreneur, announcing that she and her husband, Carter Ream, have welcomed a baby boy, posting this picture of a baby's hand wrapped around that blue manicured thumb last night, writing in the caption, "You are already loved beyond words." Hilton telling People magazine that becoming a mother has always been her dream, and the new parents are excited to start their family, adding their hearts are exploding with love for the baby boy. We're sending, of course, all of our best to their family. All right, next up, the Super Bowl. We already know that Rihanna is set to make her big return headlining the halftime show. But have you heard about who's going to be kicking off things before the game?
No.
Who?
Yesterday, the NFL announcing Chris Stapleton is going to sing the national anthem. Mm-hmm. And CODA star Troy Kotsur has been tapped to perform it in sign language.
Cool.
Also, Grammy-winning artist and producer Babyface. Set to sing America the Beautiful. That's going to be great. And then Cheryl Lee Ralph's going to put a year for Cheryl Lee Ralph. She's going to perform Lift Every Voice and Sing. Mm. The Abbott Elementary star sharing that news on social media, writing, "Come on now, don't you ever give up on you, baby." A few weeks away from the big game. It'll be in Savannah's home state of Arizona in Glendale. That's February 12th. Next up on Pop Star, Jamie Lee Curtis, the Everything Everywhere All at Once team, led yesterday's Oscar noms with 11 across all the categories, both in front of camera and behind. And for Jamie Lee, believe it or not, it marks very first ever nomination for an Academy Award, all thanks to this wacky IRS auditor.
What?
Well, Jamie Lee celebrated the announcement in a series of emotional social media posts, sharing this pic. That's the moment she found out she was nominated and wrote, "This is what surprise looks like." Here's another snapshot that was taken when she realized her co-star Stephanie Hsu also was nominated. And in another photo, Curtis sharing the sweet moment with her husband, Christopher Guest. That caption said, "The highlight of her personal, professional life."
Wow.
Big congrats to Jamie Lee for all the nominees.
Yes.
Academy Awards. Next up, James Taylor. How sweet it is to be a fan of the folk singer this morning. James has announced a mini Vegas residency is in the works for later in the year.
Ooh.
Alongside his all-star band, Taylor set to perform 5 shows at the Chelsea inside the Cosmopolitan of Las Vegas. Oh. Those shows will take place between June 3rd and the 10th. Ticket pre-sale starts today. before the wide release is available on Friday. Cool. And finally, Blake Shelton. Guys, it is almost time. Blake's gearing up for his last run as a coach on The Voice, and a new promo is teasing that after nearly two dozen seasons in that big red spinning chair, he's pulling out all the stops this time. There you go. We've got some stiff competition coming up on The Voice this year, the coaching lineup, including newbies Chance the Rapper and Niall Horan. Of course, Kelly Clarkson also on the panel. You can catch the premiere of The Voice March 6th. Right here on NBC.
Blake has to win in his last year, right?
Well, his batting average is pretty good.
Yeah. Are you bumming that he's like,
Oh, he's
your buddy.
Yeah.
I know.
But yet you guys are still together on Barmageddon.
Barmageddon. Yeah, we had our premiere. Our finale was Monday.
Oh, cool.
And we crushed it. We did great.
So yay.
We did. We're excited.
We're going to get a second season?
I don't know.
Let's do it.
Your lips to God's ears.
Of course they
are you there, Margaret? God's
to
Margaret.
Straight ahead.
Margaret's down here. God's up.
We are catching up with Law & Order star Christopher Maloney this morning. We are going to be doing a little interrogating.
He got Yosef on his phone.
That fans want to know what's up with Stabler and Benson.
He's texting Benson right now. He's texting.
But first, this is Today on NBC.
From Freakonomics Radio, a new series about a role model we didn't know we needed.
So many crazy things really did happen to him.
The physicist Richard Feynman was one of the most brilliant scientists of his generation, but he was also a troublemaker, an obsessive, and a man who spoke truth to power. Along the way, he created a blueprint for how to lead a life of honest inquiry.
He was a brilliant theoretical physicist, but what really made him stand out was his humanity.
The curious, brilliant, vanishing Mr. Feynman on Freakonomics Radio.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Yeah.
Okay. We're all over this. We're back with an actor. He portrays one of America's favorite crime fighters and the award winner, Christopher Maloney.
Okay. He stars as Detective Elliot Stabler in Law & Order Organized Crime. And they teased fans.
Teases.
With this. You saw the image. Detectives Stabler and Benson getting very close. So the question has to happen. We want to know, will they or won't they? We're hoping for some answers. There are very few people whose face you hold in your hands.
We're
such
co-workers.
A way.
We don't hold each other's faces this way. Not like this. Not once.
And look how she moves sideways. Mm-hmm. Freeze.
Okay, what is that?
What's happening? Mm-hmm.
She needs to tell me something that's very important.
No, your eyes are closed.
She's part Eskimo.
Are you going to?
A little Eskimo kiss.
We want the truth.
Yes.
Well, look, Captain Benson has been under, she's been under duress. This is for the SVU episode. Uh-huh. So I did a guest little appearance there.
Yeah.
And she called me for a favor, so I came over. And
what kind of favor?
Just to pick up her son. Just to pick up her son.
Okay.
Well, it looks like you picked up something else.
But what? What?
Seemed like you were picking up something else.
I mean, she's so beautiful. Well, I was asking about her beauty secret.
Yeah.
Her skin is so soft.
Well, we just want you to know that we're not the only people who want to know, because there were some folks out on our plaza. They come equipped with signs.
America, what's the end game?
What's the end game? Done. Well, look what they've written. The words done.
Yeah, I think the end game is they want us together. I think that's those people.
Wouldn't that be a nice way?
Yeah, wouldn't it be? Don't you think? Do you think they belong together?
What do you think if you weren't playing the role?
I think there's a world. I used to not, but I think we're all trying to still figure out what the exact steps are and what that end game is. They're going to be together.
Yeah. I feel like you're kind of just filling up. I think we need to go Law & Order on you.
We're about to.
We're going to go Law & Order.
Are you ready?
Sir, you were there. You were in the apartment. You had the motive and you had the means.
Yes,
your
sir.
Lips.
Yes.
Did you or did you not kiss her?
I want my lawyer.
He's good. Okay. Okay, fair enough.
Yeah,
we'll have to tune in and watch.
We are. You know what's great about this show? It's been on the air for such a long time. Yet here we have everybody in this at this moment leaning in once again. A lot of things that have been on the air for a long, long time don't have that. Mm-hmm. What do you think it is about the show?
I think a lot of it has to do with the chemistry. I mean, I think they
goes again.
Well, I mean, sorry, but you just we were trying to go on to a new subject, but then you brought back up the again. Chemistry.
I'm sorry. It's now, about my new show, Organized Crime.
There we go.
Which is on tomorrow night.
Yes. Yeah.
Organized Crime. I mean, but you were on the show, then you left.
Yeah.
Now you're back. Yeah. What's it feel like? Is it like putting on an old pair of jeans that fit and just feel right?
Yeah.
It is, but it's a new dynamic, you know, because my character was introduced with a tragedy and you know, we were telling the story in an elongated format. So, you know, that was all that was very different. It was a different world to inhabit. So that was a lot of fun. But, you know, I have all these, you know, new people to play with.
Yeah, that's fun.
Yeah.
You have so many cool guest stars. Who have you had on that you were like, wow, I can't believe this person is here?
Honestly, almost everyone, because they bring an absolutely different dynamic. Yeah. You know, it started with Dylan McDermott. Uh-huh. I had Dennis Leary on, and now we have Timothy V. Murphy, and, you know, playing in the Irish Westie, you know, 2.0 a mobster type. They're always fun.
It's so cool. Your darling wife just had a birthday. You had a very sweet Instagram post. Aww. You guys are the cutest.
The cutest.
How's this, like, what works? Yeah. How have you made this last so long?
Her patience.
Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah. She's, you know, we went out with the kids.
Yeah.
You know, and my daughter is the grand marshal of that, because she knows the whole scene.
Oh, look at you. You're dancing with your kids, which is awesome.
Okay, how cute is that?
Oh, my gosh. And then there's my girl.
Yeah. You know what? Yeah. How sweet are y'all?
And then this is my true reaction behind the scenes of what the hell am I doing? I have no business being there. They're way hipper than I am.
Wow. You're a cool dad, a good husband.
And we know you're in shape for a night dancing, because you're always doing naked workouts on that Peloton app.
Well, you know, you pay me enough, I'll sure.
I know. Okay, do you really work out naked? Or is that just for TV?
What did I say about my lawyer and that phone call?
That phone call, the one phone call.
It are we showing the ad, or by the way?
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, the ad is pretty special.
The ad is.
What'd your wife think about you doing that Peloton ad?
Oh, she's the eye roll. And,
Just do you.
Yep.
Oh.
Well, we are so happy you're here, Chris. Thanks for coming to see us.
Thanks for being a good sport.
Yeah, you like to have fun, too.
So what happened?
All right, you'll tell us in the commercial. All right, and tomorrow night we'll learn about it, as will the rest of the country. Law & Order SVU and Organized Crime back starting tomorrow night, 9 Eastern on NBC, streaming the next day on Peacock. Thanks, Chris.
All right, thank you, Chris. Coming up next, everything you need to know to keep your skin protected from the cold, dry weather. But first, this is Today on NBC.
Bum, bum. And that's Fox.
All right, we are back with our series, Shop This List Today. This week's list features skincare products you can use from head to toe. Dr. Michelle Henry is here. She's a board-certified dermatologist and clinical instructor of dermatology at Weill Cornell Medical College. And now we are making it even easier to shop along with us. We've got an add all items to cart buttons. That's fun and that's dangerous. Just scan the QR code at the bottom of your screen. You can add everything to your cart with one click. Dr. Henry, good morning.
Good morning.
It is that time of year, the skin. You start getting like dry cracks and all the things.
Yes.
And all of these are for different parts of your body, but should help us with that.
Exactly.
Why is winter so hard on our skin?
So when the winter season is upon us, the temperature drops, so does the humidity. Mm. So when the humidity drops, our skin gets really dry and sensitive.
Okay.
And when it's cold outside, we run indoors to warm up. And what do we meet? The radiator.
True.
The radiator is dry.
That dry heat.
Exactly.
Okay. So let's talk about some of these items. Now, it's a toner, but it has witch hazel in it.
Yes.
Okay.
So this is very important. So no longer do we think of toners as like astringents that strip the oil and moisture from our skin. This toner by Thayers is fantastic. It's alcohol free.
Oh, okay.
Yes. And so which
not drying then?
Not drying. Exactly. So what's old is new. This has been around since 1847.
Yeah, I was gonna say, look at this guy. He's been around a long time.
Yeah, a long time. But witch hazel is having a resurgence, and this alcohol free variant is really at the lead.
Okay.
It has the witch hazel, it has a little bit of aloe, so it's hydrating and prepping your skin for the next step in your regimen. It has some antioxidants and vitamin C, so it's going to give you that glow.
So you would do a cleanser and then do this toner
exactly.
Right after. Okay. Next, we have, I think, hyaluronic acid, which all you dermatologists say are like the thing we got to have. Why do you like this one?
So hyaluronic acid is my favorite ingredient. It's the miracle molecule. So it binds 1,000 times its weight in water. This one I like because it's pure and it's simple. It's hyaluronic acid. It's a vitamin B5. It's a great price point.
So not expensive. Usually it's like $1 billion.
Exactly. $9. Simple. You can layer it. You could pair it. Great to give your skin that moisture
now,
and hydration.
In what order? Are we doing this in order? Like I would cleanse my face,
exactly.
Put the toner, and then how much, like a half a dropper
just
or a whole dropper?
Just a little drop. A little bit goes a long way.
Really?
So this is going to last you a very long time.
Okay, good. Wow, that's great. All right, so next, retinol patches. Now,
yes.
I know now retin is another ingredient that dermatologists love.
We love it.
Tell me about these patches and how they work.
Yeah, so retinol, I think, is the most transformative ingredient in all of skincare. So I love it for anti-aging. But when it gets colder, we need products that aren't going to irritate our skin.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, aging doesn't slow down in the winter,
no.
So we need a targeted treatment. So this does that. So I talked to their scientists, and each pad has about, if we can pick it up here, 80 little self-dissolving cones.
Is it for under your eyes?
You can put on any wrinkle. So you can put it
near
your
eyes. Any wrinkle? Oh, I only 10 of these. Okay.
Around the mouth. And each cone dissolves and has retinol, it has hyaluronic acid,
really?
It has peptides. So it's going to put them right where you want it and not run the risk of causing irritation
so
elsewhere.
So you kind of spot treat your wrinkles.
Exactly.
Do you do it at night and just leave it on and it dissolves?
Well, yeah. You leave it on and it dissolves.
Okay.
You can pull it on. You don't have to leave it on the whole night.
Oh, okay.
But you put it on, it dissolves, you take it off, and you have a really targeted treatment without irritation.
All right. I'm just going to do it right now.
No, great okay. Price point too, $22.
I know everything is that because some of these skincare things can get really expensive.
They
do you
can.
Feel like when they have a low price point, you might get suspicious? Like, is it going to be good? Is it going to be effective?
No, not necessarily. What I love about this is you can shop this whole list for about $50.
I mean,
but great ingredients, efficacious product, so you can do it.
Okay, dermatologist chosen as well. This is for what, skin and hair?
Yes, this is for skin and hair. So this is the Cantu. It's their shea butter, or the cocoa butter raw blend. So they're all organic, three ingredients, cocoa butter, shea butter, coconut oil. You can use it on the hair, you can use it on the cuticles, you can use it on the skin.
Oh.
And in the winter season, that water is evaporating, so we need something thick and rich to lock it in.
Okay, so if you did it on your hair, would it be like a conditioner kind of, and you rinse it
out?
You
can put it just on the ends of your hair when it gets really dry, when you're outdoors, when you guys are outdoors, you come back in. It's perfect for that.
Okay, I've never heard of a product like that. And then finally, don't forget the feet.
Yes.
The dogs are barking. Let's do some hydration.
Yes, they are. And so we know our feet can get really dry because the soles of our feet don't have oil glands. So they can't protect themselves. And so that's why they can become a little bit unsightly during the winter season.
Yes, they can.
Yes, we've all suffered that. So this is great for that. So this is a foot mask. So you're going to put it on.
Mm-hmm.
It has a little bit of oats, so prebiotic oats. It has some shea butter. You can put fuzzy socks on like I do. Walk around with it. Take it off in 10 minutes. You have softer, healthy, winter prepared feet.
Okay, I love all of these. Dr. Henry, thank you so much. And remember, you can scan the QR code. You can go to today.com/shop and you can buy these items. You can put them all in your cart at once.
Coming up
the third hour, we're going to bust some skincare myths. And then Hoda and Jenna have got styles inspired by our favorite TV shows.
From Freakonomics Radio, a new series about a role model we didn't know we needed.
So many crazy things really did happen to him.
The physicist Richard Feynman was one of the most brilliant scientists of his generation, but he was also a troublemaker, an obsessive, and a man who spoke truth to power. Along the way, he created a blueprint for how to lead a life of honest inquiry.
He was a brilliant theoretical physicist, but what really made him stand out was his humanity.
The curious, brilliant, vanishing Mr. Feynman on Freakonomics Radio.